From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. According to the Wildland Firefighter Foundation, an average of 17 wildland firefighters die every year while fighting fires, and many others are injured. The foundation works to help firefighters and their families during these tragedies. And this month, they launched their Wildland Firefighter Mental Health Program, which provides counseling services to both firefighters and their families for free. Joining us today is Burke Miner, the Executive Director of the Wildland Firefighter Foundation, and Master Practitioner Ashley Taylor. She was a McCall smoke jumper, and she owns Born of Ashes, LLC, which will be providing services to the new program. I want to thank both of you for joining us today.
Of course. Thanks for having us on there.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Burke, I'd like to start with you. Can you tell us about the foundation? It's based in Boise, correct?
Absolutely. The Wildland Firefighter Foundation is a international 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to reach in and sustain the home of a killed or injured wildland firefighter. We've been doing that for almost 30 years now, and through all that, we've really been figuring out that there's definitely another need besides financially sustaining the home. It goes into their mental health, which affects them at their work and also in their own home life as well. So
with that said, Burke, why did the foundation then really want to start this new mental health program?
Well, I call them our boots on the ground. And when I refer to that, I'm talking about our wildland firefighters as a whole, whether they're in the air or on the ground. Our boots on the ground, when a gnarly season is going on with our catastrophic wildfires we're experiencing, it's almost like a war zone out there for them without the bullets flying around. They're still seeing their fallen comrades, trees fall on these guys. They get burned over. Every kind of accident that happens out there in a wildland fire is obviously pretty gruesome. And so these guys, they see that, they feel it, they take it amongst themselves. And in wildland fire, when the fire's ripping, it's not like they can just take a time out and stop the fire and everything for their mourning or their grief or whatever they're going through. They got to just keep doing it out until they get to a point where their whole crew will chime out and try to put each other back together or anything like that. But listen, there's a lot going on that, especially as we evolve into catastrophic wildfire, which we're experiencing nowadays. So great need for that. It takes a toll on them, and we just want to be here for them for that.
And Ashley, you were a firefighter. You were a smoke jumper in McCall. How did you get involved with the foundation?
Yeah, so I've been on a long journey. I, of course, knew about the foundation when I was a smoke jumper, and before that as well, when I was still working on different crews. And, they really were a huge part of helping us out when we had any sort of injuries. Anytime that we had a fallen firefighter, specifically somebody who was close to me, they came in and they were instrumental in really helping us in the healing process and helping their family. And so it just was an amazing opportunity for me to be able to come back now as I've moved on from being a wildland firefighter into being a master practitioner to be able to help in this way. The people that I love, they were my family, and I knew Burke and I knew of the foundation, and it's just been amazing to be able to connect and help in this way.
So Ashley, I mean, as you are a practitioner now, but you also had boots on the ground, you fought fires. So what are the sorts of issues that firefighters face in particular when it comes to mental health?
Yeah, it can be a varying degree of things, but big picture is that a lot of times firefighters spend the whole summer in the sympathetic nervous system, which is the fight or flight response. And so when you spend your entire summer in that part of the nervous system, it's really challenging to get back into homeostasis, to get back into rest and digest. And you talk about getting an injury or being on a fatality or experiencing something like that, that sort of trauma adds to that level of mental, emotional, spiritual stress that they're going through. And so a lot of what we do at Born of Ashes is we help people get back into that state of parasympathetic nervous system, back into homeostasis.
And I know, Burke, that you personally are on the ground helping families when they have lost a loved one. That has got to be so hard on you, but also, of course, on these families who are so devastated. So how important is it that you provide these services, you know, not just for the firefighters, but for these families as well?
It's as important as, fire suppression. It actually is more important. If these guys are not in their 100% mind frame to go do their job, they're not going to be able to do their job. So it is actually quite vital.
And, you know, Ashley, as Burke said, I mean, you want folks in that right mind space, right? So we're in the time of year right now where firefighters are starting to get back to work. We're heading into the warmer weather. But I would imagine that a lot of firefighters are still struggling with some mental scars. Maybe they picked up, maybe not even last year, maybe in years past. So how can this program help them out and make sure that they're ready, or if they're not ready, to help them, you know, kind of re-engage?
Yeah, that's a really, really great question. And what we can do for people is we can help them. Specifically, what I do is I walk them through a process where they release negative emotions and limiting beliefs, or any sort of patterns or strategies that are running kind of like as a defense mechanism that's keeping them from showing up the way that they'd like to show up. And so what happens is when we release those negative emotions or limiting beliefs, then a person's able to really set goals for themselves and have like a good, healthy mindset. And so we kind of help them with that progression so that they, again, trying to get them more into this parasympathetic nervous system where they can make good decisions and show up as their true self and be prepared not only to keep themselves safe, but their crew safe and to do the job that they love.
Mm-hmm. And Burke, I'm assuming that you have seen maybe more firefighters over the years need this program. Is that true? Are you seeing more folks reaching out?
Absolutely. I think we're in a this generation that's with us now. I mean, let's face it, if you go back 20 or 30 years to the old salties, we call them, it was like, buck up, get back to work, you know, yada, 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 almost like an old Western, if you will. But we're getting to the point where it's okay to talk about mental health. It's okay to be not okay. And this is really going through the community like wildfire. Sorry, the pun there. But, the program we're designing is from the boots on the ground out. It's not like we're bringing in suit and tie counselors that these boots on the ground are not familiar with. People like Ashley that have been in the business, people still know her name. They know the position, this, that, and the other. And there's a level of trust there that comes from what we're doing on building this program inside out like that. So it's phenomenal. It's great for the firefighters themselves to, you know, be able to not be okay, but be okay, to say they're not okay. Mm-hmm. And to get some help out there.
So Burke, I have 1 minute left with you. How do folks find out about this mental health program?
It's quick and easy. Visit the foundation's website, wffoundation.org/mental health. There's a great spot on our website there. Come into the office here in Boise. Reach out on a phone call, anything like that. Social media.
I just want to say, I thank both of you for coming in and telling us about this program, but also, you know, talking about it, right? It's so important that we destigmatize mental health in all professions and all walks of life. So thank you very much. We've been talking with Burke Miner, the executive director of the Wildland Firefighter Foundation, as well as master practitioner Ashley Taylor. She was a McCall smoke jumper, and she owns Born of Ashes LLC, which will be providing services to the new mental health program for firefighters and their families. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up.
I have never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.